听力课堂，听 class.com.
From the conversation. Conversation 2. Hey, Karen, you're not really reading it, are you?
Pardon?
The book. You haven't turned a page in the last 10 minutes.
No, Jim, I suppose I haven't. I need to get through it, though, but I keep drifting away.
So it doesn't really hold your interest?
No, not really. I wouldn't bother with it, to be honest. But I have to read it for a seminar. I'm at the university.
It's a labor of labor, then, rather than a labor of love.
I should say. I don't like Dickens at all, really. The author... Indeed, I'm starting to like the whole course less and less.
It's not just the book. It's the course as well?
Yeah, in a way. Although the course itself isn't really that bad. A lot of it is pretty good, in fact, and the lecturers are fine. It's me, I suppose. You see, I wanted to do philosophy rather than English, but my parents talked me out of it.
So the course is okay as such. It's just that, had it been left to you, you would have chosen a different one.
Oh, they had my best interests at heart, of course, my parents. They always do, don't they? They believed that my job prospects would have been pretty limited with a degree in philosophy. Plus, they give me a really generous allowance. But I'm beginning to feel that I'm wasting my time and their money. They would be so disappointed, though, if I told them I was quitting. Question 22. Why can't Karen concentrate on the book? Question 23. Why is Karen starting to like the course less and less? Question 24. Who thinks philosophy graduates have limited job opportunities? Question 25. What is Karen thinking of doing? Section B.
Passage 1. In Greece, only rich people will rest in peace forever when they die. Most of the population, however, will be undisturbed for only 3 years. Then they will be dug up, washed, compressed into a small tin box, and placed in a bone room. If the body has only partially decayed, it is reburied in a smaller, cheaper grave. But not for long. The body will be dug up again some time later when it has fully decayed. Buying a piece of land for a grave is the only way to avoid this process. The cost of a grave is so great that most people choose to rent a grave for 3 years. And even after being dug up, lasting peace is still not guaranteed. If no one pays for renting space in the bone room, the skeleton is removed and stored in a building in a poor part of the town. Lack of space in Athens is the main reason why the dead are dug up after 3 years. The city is so overcrowded that sometimes dead bodies are kept in hospitals for over a week until a grave is found. Athens City Council wants to introduce cremation, that is, burning dead bodies as a means of dealing with the problem. But the Greek church resists this practice. They believe the only place where people burn is hell. So burning dead bodies is against the Greek concept of life after death. To save space, the church suggested burying the bodies standing up instead of lying down. Some people proposed building multi-story underground graveyards.
Question 26. What must Greeks do to keep the dead resting in everlasting peace? Question 27. Why are most dead bodies in Athens dug up after 3 years? Question 28. What suggestions does the church give about the burying of dead bodies? Question 29. What practice does the Greek church object to? Passage 2. If you visit a big city anywhere in the world, you will probably find a restaurant which serves the food of your native country. Most large cities in the United States offer an international sample of foods. Many people enjoy eating the food of other nations. This is probably one reason why there are so many different kinds of restaurants in the United States. A second reason is that many Americans come from other parts of the world. They enjoy tasting the foods of their native lands. In the city of Detroit, for example, there are many people from Western Europe, Greece, Latin America, and the Far East. There are many restaurants in Detroit which serve the foods of these areas. There are many other international restaurants too. Americans enjoy the foods in these restaurants as well as the opportunity to better understand the people and their way of life. One of the most common international restaurants to be found in the United States is the Italian restaurant. The restaurant may be a small business run by a single family. The mother of the family cooks all of the dishes, and the father and children serve the people who come to eat there. Or it may be a large restaurant owned by several different people who work together in the business. Many Italian dishes that Americans enjoy are made with meats, tomatoes, and cheese. They are very delicious and tasty.
Question 30. Why are there so many international restaurants in the United States? Question 31. Why do Americans like to go to international restaurants apart from enjoying the food there? Question 32. How is a typical Italian family restaurant run in the United States? Passage 3. One winter day in 1891, a class at a training school in Massachusetts, USA, went into the gym for their daily exercises. Since the football season had ended, most of the young men felt they were in for a boring time. But their teacher, James Naismith, had other ideas. He had been working for a long time on a new game that would have the excitement of American football. Naismith showed the men a basket he had hung at each end of the gym and explained that they were going to use a round European football. At first, everybody tried to throw the ball into the basket, no matter where he was standing. "Pass! Pass!" Naismith kept shouting, blowing his whistle to stop the excited players. Slowly, they began to understand what was wanted of them. The problem with the new game, which was soon called basketball, was getting the ball out of the basket. They used ordinary fruit baskets with bottoms. And the ball, of course, stayed inside. At first, someone had to climb up every time a basket was scored. It was several years before someone came up with the idea of removing the bottom of the basket and letting the ball fall through. There have been many changes in the rules since then, and basketball has become one of the world's most popular sports.
Question 33. What did Naismith do to entertain his students one winter day? Question 34. According to the speaker, what was the problem with the new game? Question 35. How was the problem with the new game solved?